T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Timberwolves fans. Run with the Wolves all season long with David Lee and the Morning News. I'm Carl Anthony Towns, and you've got it locked on the radio home of the Wolves.
Yeah, and starting for real next week. Maxie, the big rumor this morning is that there was some kind of Jimmy Butler called players-only meeting yesterday. Is that true or false?
Well, it could be both. I think what I was told, there's a report, there's a meeting that Jeff Teague said there's no meeting. I don't know where you got that from. They had a... They called off practice yesterday, and the semantics of the NBA are this. If you have an official practice, then you have to talk to the media. So the way teams can get around that, if they really don't want to deal with the media, is they have optional workouts. And I'm told yesterday they had like a lifting session, and then that can turn into guys working out on their own, and coaches can be there, et cetera. So you can accomplish a lot of the same things, but you have no media obligation. So they may have had an informal workout, and then Butler could have addressed the team, or they could have had conversations. I don't know that it was an official, you know, if he actually called a meeting. I'm told he did not get on the plane at 3 o'clock, which is much more important because actions speak a lot louder than words. And if you want to be part of the team, then you should be with the team right now. And unless he drives there today, or, you know, maybe makes a weekend out of it and goes to Wisconsin Dells, I don't think he's going to be there tonight. He has done more to disrupt this team, and you know, he can talk all he wants about being this team guy. And, oh, I just want to win so bad and this and that. You want to win so bad, get your butt in there and play. They can trade you if you're practicing with the team. Just because you want to be traded, you can ask for that, and you can still go practice with the team and play with the team until they trade you. You don't have to sit on the sidelines and mope and put on a show and demand the attention and everything else that he's doing. It's ridiculous. It's so disrespectful to Tom Thibodeau, to Glenn Taylor, to, you know, the people that pay his paycheck, and to the game. And you can talk all you want about being this hard-nosed, this and that. That's really disrespectful to everybody involved, and it's really selfish on his part. So when he tries to sell you as this, just because I'm so committed to winning, you know, I mean, really? Really? Well, then get your butt in there and play.
And if you don't want media attention, then stop arranging for interviews with ESPN.
That's right. That's right. And if you don't want media attention, then, hey, here's an idea. Don't have them fly out and then go to practice that one day and pretend. So this whole thing, this whole episode is just there's not much you can do about it. I mean, players have that right, but they didn't find him. I don't think they have to date for, you know, there's a mandatory, all you have to do is implement it, and you can find guys for not being in practice, but they're trying to work with him to get him on their side and get him back, and they didn't do that. So it's just another bad chapter in the Wolves' history.
Well, it's hard to identify, I think, in the workers' world, because if you sign a contract with your company, I don't think they're going to let you stop and do stuff like this. But in sports,
yeah, can you imagine
sports, you can.
I mean, can you even fathom that? Where Dave Lee says, "Well, I know I'm under contract, but I'm not happy, so I'm just not going to come in this morning." I mean, no one would ever even think of that, you know?
No, it's a whole different deal. It's too bad. Are they talking to the Heat still, or anybody? Do you know?
They're talking. I don't know. You know, there's lots of rumors about the Heat and how that deal didn't go down by asking too much. And I thought for a long time Thibodeau didn't want to trade Butler. He had to entertain offers, but he could just turn them down because his ultimate goal was to get Butler back. So I don't know if that was his strategy or not, that he was going to make sure nobody had an offer good enough by asking for too much, because he thought he could convince Jimmy to come and play. And, you know, maybe that'll still work. I don't know. You know, who knows what these offers are either. Who knows if they're good enough or not, or if they could help the team. But you still got a game on Wednesday that you got to think about. You know, the other thing about this team is, talking to people on the inside, is, you know, Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins are the other two stars. And they're good guys, but they're not the type that are going to be like Butler and call him out and say, "Look, man, start being a real team player here," and getting in his face. That's not their style. And it is what Butler brought to the team that they didn't have. which is why they wanted him. But they're not the kind of guys that are gonna. I don't want to say that, you know, their contracts are so big that they got paid, and you know, but I think to an extent there's probably some truth to that, where they're going, look at. And I'm just doing my job every day. Don't ask me to go up above and beyond, throw Jimmy Butler up against the locker, you know?
The Wild, boy, heck of a great game, a win last night, Maxie. For them, 4-3, it looked like they're going to lose the game, and they tied up at the end shorthanded and win that son of a gun in overtime.
Yeah, they're down 2-0, too, after the first period. And Chicago's been playing pretty well. I was out at the Wild yesterday visiting with the team, and obviously, when you go 0-2 to start, there's not big concern, but a little concern for sure. And so that was a really big win for them, because they play a bunch of games now. They play Saturday, I think Monday, Tuesday. So yeah, they need to get something on the board and get back in. And Zucker had a great goal, had a great game last night. And Dubnyk has played pretty well through the first few games. Chicago looks like they've kind of reloaded. They're not even reloaded. They had the same guys, but they didn't miss the playoffs last year. And now they've got Taves again playing well, and they've still got that high-end talent that's trying to prove itself. So that was a big win for them.
Hey, I hear they're honoring our buddy Mike Grant at the Tommy Johnny game tomorrow.
Yeah, as part of the alumni and whatnot. Of course, Mike was a great a player there, tight end, and coached there a little bit. And so that was a pre-planned kind of thing. And obviously, the death of John Gilardi coincides with it. But yeah, they got a lot going on over there tomorrow. And a few weeks ago, I guess they had a big alumni get together by chance. And so it was pretty interesting the way fate played a role in this, you know, and the big guys were able to talk to John, et cetera, and then his passing, of course, the same week as the Johnny Tommy game.
1 o'clock tomorrow here on WCCO, 14 before 8. Well, Maxie, of course, this weekend there'll be a lot of bags of Old Dutch chips. In fact, our Old Dutch buddy Matt's going to be up at that game tomorrow.
Is Matt going to be up there?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Wearing his Letterman's jacket,
well,
I think.
I'm not worried. I was worried about you guys getting cold, being miserable in the press box, but I know you're going to be fortified, because he will deliver the goods to the press box.
Well, of course, Matt works for Old Dutch, and you know, you and I trick him like we really like him, but we're just hoping he brings product to us when we see him at these events.
But yeah, I don't want to say anything, but usually he's good for two party packs. We do call party pack Matt when he's not around.
Well, he doesn't know that.
The Old Dutch athlete of the week too.
Oh yeah, who is it?
Jimmy Buck from Orono, football player. He had a big night. They beat St. Louis Park 20-14, scored a touchdown with a minute 17 left in regulation, then scored again in overtime to secure the win. He caught 10 passes for 111 yards, giving him a season total of 42 catches, 829 yards, and 10 touchdowns. That's quite a season. Congratulations to Jimmy Buck from Orono, this week's Old Dutch Athlete of the Week.
You know, I kind of feel bad. Fleetwood Mac, Lindsey Buckingham, you know, kind of got left the group or got booted out. I don't know, but now he's filing a lawsuit and all that sort of thing. And I, you know what I'd like to do, Maxie, when they're in town?
Yep.
I'd like to say, hey, Lindsey, fly to town. We're going to sit down, all of us together, have a good time, and on the table, just as it starts to get a little tense, we're going to bring in just a bunch of Old Dutch potato chips, put them in front of everybody, and by golly, I think everything's going to be resolved. That's how strongly I feel about Old Dutch.
Including, and I last night I did the original Ripples.
Oh, you did?
And, you know, sometimes you love the flavor so much you forget, and I almost felt like I need to apologize to the Ripples, you know, because I've neglected them for so long because there's so many flavors, and you forget this is how I first got to Old Dutch, you know?
It happens.
I open them up, and I go, whoa, this is where it all started. This takes me back, man. This is so cool. And I'd put those out there, too, because if they haven't experienced Old Dutch, you and I kind of have a progression ladder. I don't want to get into all the details because it's pretty intricate. But the way we start people with Old Dutch, and then the way you kind of lead them down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an art. I mean, you just don't do it all of a sudden. But we like it when you try. And, you know, one of the things that you and I, you know, is we talk a lot of sports, and you and I like to go out and do that sort of thing and hunt and fish and all those great things, Maxie. But oftentimes we enjoy a good wedding, a good marriage. And one of the great things you and I had an opportunity to – and I bring it up because there's a royal wedding again today, but it won't even come close to the match when the sour cream married the dill kettle chips and they combined. And what a union they have formed.
Well, and people said it wouldn't last.
Well, exactly.
Here we are today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw it last year at the Super Bowl party, the way people put those in the same bowl. And now they don't even think about it. But
at
the time, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it's the same bag now.
Yeah, and at the time, everybody said, I don't know. And now it's just like, what would life, you can't remember life without it.
Well, and here's why I always say, for wedding gifts, my wife will say, what should we get them? I said, we got to give them a bag of Dutch Crunch, sour cream, and dill kettle chips, because it's a perfect union.
Absolutely, and has been, and will stand the test of time. And isn't that all that what we all want?
Yeah, the trouble is, if you and I bring the service, sometimes the minister will see it, and right in the middle of the service, he'll say, "Hey, give it that bag, will you? He wants one or two or three of them."
So. Yeah. Except remember that time we were that way, and that guy, that minister had one underneath his own the pulpit.
I'll never forget it because
he didn't think we were going to catch him.
It was kind of abnormal up by his shoulder, that bag. I said, "There's something wrong with his arm," but.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with his arm.
A little snack before communion. That's fine, you know.
Old Dutch, pick him up today at your favorite grocery store. Maxie, I'll talk to you a little later. I'll look for you on Channel 4, too, if you don't mind.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.